At 6:06, it is clear, 42 degrees in Tulsa. We should climb to 77 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A judge schedules a hearing next week on a motion to dismiss charges against five Victory Christian Center employees. Marshall Stewart reports they're accused of failure to report child abuse in a timely manner.
The five are charged with waiting 2 weeks to report allegations of the rape of a 13-year-old on church grounds. In response to the motion to dismiss, the district attorney's office says the law is clear. Any person who has reason to believe a child's been abused is mandated to report the potential abuse, that the law is applicable to every Oklahoman, no exceptions. The DA says defendants' attempts to, quote, escape responsibility are contrary to the law and fly in the face of logic. The hearing will be held November 19th. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Tulsa County leaders tout the benefits of Vision 2. Collinsville City Manager Pam Polk says Proposition 1 for improving facilities at the airport is especially important to her community.
Collinsville has one of the highest percentages per capita of people, of our citizens, that work at the airlines and in the aerospace industry.
Tulsa County will vote on airport economic development and quality of life proposals next week. We're being warned this morning of superstorm scams. The Attorney General's office says scams have already started popping up where people claim to be collecting money for Sandy relief. Diane Clay in the Oklahoma Attorney General's office says be careful with your generosity.
More than likely, if it's over the phone, they're also getting your banking information or credit card information, and then you have identity issues where they may use that information to, you know, access your accounts.
Some of the calls are high pressure, and she says if they don't take no for an answer, it's okay to just hang up. A 7-year-old boy on his way to school on Halloween morning is struck and killed by a car in North Tulsa. Tulsa Police Sergeant Chris Witt says the youngster, identified as Elijah Rivers, was with his 12-year-old sister when he stepped off the curb and was hit. The intersection of Virgin and North Harvard, where the accident occurred, does not have a marked crosswalk.
We are close to a school, but there's not a marked crosswalk here because there isn't all the way up and down Harvard and a lot of other streets in Tulsa. The nearest school is Clinton, which is about a half mile down the road.
The kids were walking to Cecilia Clinton, where they were catching a bus to the Lighthouse Charter School on North Martin Luther King Boulevard. Rivers was pronounced dead at St. John Hospital. His sister was not injured. Two Tulsa men are on the run after escaping from prison in McAllister. Oklahoma Department of Corrections spokesman Jerry Massey.
Two inmates at the Jackie Brannon Correctional Center, which is a minimum security facility in McAllister, walked away from the facility. They're identified as Jeffrey Walker and Terry Buckley.
They're believed to have gotten into a waiting car, and because both were doing time for drug-related offenses out of Tulsa, officials speculate they might intend to return here. The Bixby Central Elementary School had to be evacuated after a gas leak yesterday near the school. Students were relocated to a nearby high school while ONG repaired a damaged gas meter. It was a busy night at front doors in Tulsa.
All right,
can you sit? Thank you.
Halloween 2012 came off without many problems. Police say it was just a typical night. Our weather forecast, sunshine and nice today, especially for November 1st, a high of 77. Clear tonight, 54 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, plentiful sunshine and 85. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is clear and 42. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.